This is the seventh illusion. Condemnation exists. There had to be a consequence of judgment. If it was true that judgment exists, there had to be a why. Clearly, one was judged in order to determine whether one should receive the rewards of meeting the requirement. That's how humans constructed it. Seeking insight, trying to find answers, you went back to your original cultural stories and to the first illusions on which they were based. You told yourself that I separated you from myself when you failed to meet my requirement the first time. When you were perfect, you lived in a perfect world, paradise, and you enjoyed everlasting life. Yet when you committed the original sin and rendered yourself imperfect, your experience of perfection in every way ended. Now the most perfect thing about your perfect world was that you never died. Death did not exist. Yet with your experience of perfection ending, you accepted the fourth illusion as fact. Insufficiency exists. There was not enough. There was not even enough life. So death must have been the consequence. This was the punishment for not meeting the requirement. But how could that be so? The advanced thinkers among you asked. Now everybody dies. So how could death be the punishment for not meeting the requirement? Even those who did meet the requirement died. Perhaps the reason for the existence of death was that there simply was insufficiency in the universe. Insufficiency was the state of things. This you learned from the fourth illusion. Yet if death was the result of insufficiency, then what was the outcome of not meeting the requirement? There was something wrong here. Something did not add up. You went back to your original myth. God threw Adam and Eve out of the garden when they did not meet the requirement. This created disunity, which created insufficiency, which created the requirement. So, insufficiency was the result of God's punishment. The punishment was separation, and insufficiency was the result. Death is the insufficiency of life. So, by a stretch, death was the punishment. This is how you reasoned it out. The purpose of death must have been to punish you for not meeting the requirement. For without death, there was only what there always was, namely, life everlasting. And if you could live forever, what was the consequence of not having met God's requirement? So what always was had to be called the reward. That's it, you said to yourself. Everlasting life is the reward. But now you had another conundrum. If death existed, then everlasting life could not. There's a challenge here. How to create a way for both to exist, despite the fact that the two appear to be mutually exclusive. You decided that the death of the physical body did not mean the end of you. Since the existence of death precluded the possibility of a life that goes on forever, you decided that life must go on forever after physical death. But if life went on forever after physical death, then what was the point of death? It had no point. And so there had to be created in your after-death experience another outcome. This you called condemnation. It fit perfectly when you thought about it. It fell right into line with the second illusion. The outcome of life is in doubt. Failure exists. Now you could have your cake and eat it too. Now you could have death and everlasting life, punishment and reward. By placing both after death, you were able to make death itself, not the punishment, but simply the ultimate manifestation of insufficiency. The most impressive evidence of the fourth illusion. One illusion now really began to support the other. The interweaving was perfect. Your work was complete. And this was the reality produced by your cultural story and by your endless creation and passing on of myths that solidified it. Myths support the story, and the story supports the illusions. This is the superstructure of your entire cosmology. These are the underpinnings of all your understandings, and they are, all of them, false.